Over the past couple of years, we know that the primary source has been contaminated produce. And in the past couple of years, it's been produce coming from Mexico. And that's usually the vector, i.e. what spreads the illness.
There have been cases in North Texas. I think Dallas, Tarrant, Denton, and Collin counties have had a few cases each.
Correct.
But Travis County has had the brunt of this outbreak. Do we have any idea at this point why so many cases there?
We don't. And it takes a while to investigate what really causes the outbreak in certain areas. A couple of years ago, the largest outbreak was in the Midwest. And in those cases, we were able to trace it back to some contaminated produce in Puebla. So it has to do with where the source of the contamination is.
What exactly is Cyclospora?
Cyclospora is a parasite, Cyclospora chiatinensis. It's a one-celled organism that is found in the environment. And it's transmitted via what we call the fecal-oral route. A human consumes the organism. Usually it's in the form of contaminated water or food. Then the organism causes injury to the small intestine, which is the primary source of the infection. The organism goes through its life cycle within the human host, we call it. And eventually the human passes the immature organism in his stool.
Is it possible to maybe have come in contact with the parasite, but not to develop signs of the illness?
It is possible. In fact, when the first human is exposed to the organism and passes the parasite in his stool, the organism is actually not in what we call an infectious form. It usually takes several days to a week for that parasite to mature into what we call an infective form of the parasite. And at that point, if another human is exposed to even small amounts of that parasite, at that point it can cause symptoms.
What are the major symptoms to watch for?
The predominant symptom is diarrhea, and sometimes it is significant diarrhea. I think the average patient with cyclosporiasis has about 6 bowel movements a day, but it can be much more than that. Usually it's a watery diarrhea. But it can also be associated with other symptoms, so abdominal cramping, bloating, flatulence. It can also cause other constitutional symptoms, meaning fevers, chills, nausea. Some patients, their first symptom is flu-like symptoms, body aches and just not feeling well.
That could be confused with any of a number of things. So how do you go about diagnosing it as cyclosporiasis?
We usually take a sample of the patient's stool on separate occasions and look for the parasite in the stool itself.
All of this could take time, so how do you treat the symptoms or the illness in the meantime?
The name of the game here is avoiding dehydration. Patients that are most susceptible to dehydration are the very young and the very elderly because, you know, they often have a difficult time keeping up with their fluid intake. And so most patients can be supported with adequate hydration while the diagnosis is made. If the tests come back positive, then treatment is with an antibiotic.
In the meantime, how can you prevent or avoid cyclospora?
What I tell my patients is assume that the food that you're taking isn't the cleanest. And so I ask my patients to wash all of their produce before eating it.
Dr. Mayorga, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.